Welcome to the Dulce Candy Podcast, your go-to destination for self-love, high vibe, living, and personal development. I am Dulce Candy, your host, war veteran, published author, meditation teacher, and content creator, here to guide you on a journey of transformation and growth. Through enlightening conversations, practical strategies, and inspiring stories, we'll delve into mindfulness, spirituality, and the art of living a high vibe life. Each week, we'll explore the tools to manifest love, abundance, and positivity in all aspects of life. So sit back, tune in, and get ready to elevate your soul as we embark on this beautiful and transformative journey together. Welcome to the Dulce Candy Podcast. Hello, Dr. Elizabeth. Welcome back.
Hello, beautiful Dulce.
I'm so excited to have you on another episode. And today we're going to go a little bit deeper into your journey and having fun in life, embracing who you are.
Important.
Not
es
being afraid and expressing yourself authentically also, okay. You know, so we're going to tap all into many different subjects. I feel like our conversation goes everywhere, but it's always meaningful.
I love it. Oh, yeah. I love that. Yes. I'm so happy to be here. And you look gorgeous.
Thank you. You too.
And those earrings are everything. Are those earrings not everything?
Thank
those earrings
you,
are everything. I'm loving those.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. So again, thank you so much for being here.
It's my pleasure.
I feel like a really great place for us to start would be just having fun in life, you know, because I feel like when you're on a spiritual journey, sometimes it can be very serious, sometimes dark,
yes.
You know, so you embody so much joy and fun in your energy, right? Your Aries, fire energy all around.
Fire energy.
So I would love to talk about how we can bring more fun into our lives.
Yes, I love that. That's a phenomenal question. And it's so important, the energy of fun. So let me start with this. It's so important, and I love this question. I talk about this in my book, and I created something from my work with my private clients. Mm-hmm. I created something called the JLF factor, which is the joy factor, the love factor, and the fun factor, because these three qualities, these elements in life, are so important for creating what we want. So mm-hmm. I actually made it an actual factor, the JLF factor,
JLF.
Because like you say, people, and it isn't even just on a spiritual journey. When we're children, you have two beautiful boys and you watch them play, right?
Yep. Yes.
Play is innately, our sense of play is mm-hmm. innately in mm-hmm. us. It's mm-hmm. it's our natural state of being is mm-hmm. to be in the state of joy, love, and fun.
Wow. Yeah.
We're meant to be in those. And everything we want comes from that place.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. But we think that it comes from seriousness. Mm-hmm. We think it comes from having to push and having to force something to happen mm-hmm. and seriousness. And even when we're in school, right? What do they teach us? You know, we got to be serious now. Now you're not a child anymore. You have to be serious.
Exactly, yeah.
The greatest things are created out of the JLF factor.
Yeah.
So I really discovered this when I was working with, well, certainly for myself, I discovered this. My father, bless his heart, who's a wonderful human being, a wonderful physician, but he got in this trap. He really got stuck in this trap of seriousness. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until recently I went back to visit last Christmas. And I went back for a couple of days and ended up last Christmas where they had all this stuff with the travel where everybody got stuck where they were. Yeah. Well, I got stuck there for 10 days.
Oh, so in Wyoming?
In Arizona.
Oh, in Arizona. Okay.
And I had the opportunity to spend like some really quality time with them, which was really healing. And my sisters were there as well.
Yeah.
But it was interesting because I got to learn more of him, the part he was too afraid to express. Mm. He's actually quite fun.
Yeah.
He's actually really fun. But he thought he had a family now. He had to be serious. Mm-hmm. He had to be, you know, all these things. And he actually lost track of the fun part, which that's how we lost our connection. Mm-hmm. Because in that seriousness, he was so harsh and strict and controlling out of love. But still, it was too much that he didn't have the capacity to connect to his innate joy, love, and fun.
Yeah, he didn't have the luxury.
he didn't have. Well, he didn't give himself. I wouldn't say he didn't have the luxury. Okay. Everybody has the luxury, no matter what.
Okay.
Go to Africa, and you'll see that taking place, right? Yeah. Like, they, like, under, compared to our standards, many of them, I have many, many African friends, and many of them don't have anything compared to what we have. And yet, they are walking, talking, living, breathing examples of the JLF factor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you'll feel, because you're very intuitive. Yes. You know that, right? You know you're very intuitive.
You know, I gotta claim it.
So let's Jesse, you know that about her, don't you?
Honestly, I'm like, honestly, yes.
Thank you. So the clients I work with, they all three of them, and I have a mastermind called the Unicorn Mastermind, because we're unicorns. And what that is it's rare, special, and unique, right? A unicorn is rare, special, and we all are.
Yes.
And the people who are beginning to tap into this and are aware of this, like everybody in your beautiful following, I guarantee you, all have three things in common. Highly intuitive, even if you're reluctant to claim it, highly intelligent, and highly sensitive.
Oh, wow. True? So true. It's
ding, 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 ding. So I want to give a definition of sensitivity that came to me in my, because I guarantee you, you've heard this. I've heard this a million times over and over and over in my life. You're so sensitive. Mm-hmm. You're too sensitive.
Yeah.
Why are you so sensitive? Get over it. Buck up. Be strong. And we are strong. Thank you very much.
Yes.
We are strong.
Yeah.
Sensitivity isn't something to apologize for. Mm-hmm. Sensitivity, you're going to love this, is a heightened awareness of energy.
Oh, yes.
So good, isn't it? Spirit gave me that one in one of my meditations.
Wow.
It's a heightened awareness of energy.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's all it
is.
So if someone says, you're so sensitive, you just say,
thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank
I have
you.
A heightened sense
a heightened
of energy.
Sense of energy. Wow. I've never heard it put that way, but it's it makes so much sense.
It makes so much sense, right? Yeah. So I'm going to talk to your unicorns right now. Are you?
Unicorns, mount up.
And, well, I literally made a mastermind course for this. And it's for...
And what's it called?
It's called the Unicorn Mastermind.
Oh, the Unicorn Mastermind.
The Unicorn So once you've worked with me, either privately or in one of my groups, you qualify to come. Because you need the steps first.
Oh, yes. That makes so much sense.
And so then you're qualified to come into the Unicorn Mastermind.
Wow. And I love that name too, by the way.
Is that amazing?
It's fun.
It's really fun,
yeah.
Unicorn Mastermind. Mm-hmm. So the Unicorn Mastermind is my mastermind where I already have it. It's up on my website so people can just, they can go and they can check it out and they can sign in. But it's the place where people can flourish and grow in a world where they don't have to feel different.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you felt different growing up, didn't you?
Yeah, yes.
I felt very, I was stepping out of, I was stepping out of my body since I was a little kid. I always felt very different. And I guarantee you sensed things. You're a clairsentient.
Oh my God, yes, I have.
You sense, you have a sense. You'll walk into a room and you'll automatically, someone can be sending a darty dart your way and
it. I can sense it. I can sense it so well.
And I want to really, can I validate you on something?
Yes.
You are accurate in that.
Wow.
Because you, what you did, is it okay if I read this?
Yes,
okay.
Please.
Is that okay if I read this for you?
Yeah.
Okay, because I want to give you a healing on this.
Thank
and
you.
I'm going to yawn because when I clear energy, I yawn.
Okay.
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 Because yawning is clear. In fact, when I did my meditation before I came here, I was yawning
like
crazy.
Oh, wow. Okay. So,
it's clearing energy.
Okay.
So you actually felt it and then you negated it because you thought, no, I shouldn't. You literally did that, didn't you?
Yeah.
And it came back to bite you in the booty.
Yeah, always.
Because you knew your inner wisdom, your intuition, your inner guidance, your inner knowing knew and was guiding you.
Yeah.
In our last episode, you asked me, how do we do this? This is we're going to get deeper into it. This is how we do this. This is how we do this. This is how. I'm sorry. I do love that all the time. I hear songs in my head.
I'm playing that song after we leave.
That's perfect. So you've learned to hone it, but you second guessed it, didn't you? Mm-hmm. Thinking, oh no, oh that person's not.
Yeah, yeah.
Circles back around, they do the exact thing you knew they were going
to. Yes, yeah.
when you saw it originally. So now what you get to do is you get to own this. You get to own your awareness. Yeah. You are. So let's talk about our types of intuition and our, there's clairsentience, your sentience, your feeling. You have a sense about things, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Sense. More than most people.
Yeah.
You'll have a sense to do something. So you want to, so you're going to really listen to that as you go about your life. Oh, I have a sense to do a podcast. I have a sense to ask Dr. Elizabeth to come on my podcast.
You listen to it.
You're in, you, and we're, and I know you already do this, but we're going to pinky swear that and lock it.
Yeah.
Give me a little thumb.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to lock that. Okay. So that you always, always listen to this and honor it. Es muy importante.
Thank you.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's really, it is so important that you do that because that's one of your many powerful gifts. Mm. So what happens is, I want to speak to the audience for a second because they probably think, just like you did, oh, I'm crazy. That's not right.
Yeah.
That's not. Yeah. You literally, some people will hear, I see and I hear quite a bit. I've developed all of them over the years, but sometimes some of them are stronger than others. And so I'll hear, do this, say this, and when I do it, it's always right.
Oh.
In fact, sometimes I'll be passing a woman or passing somebody and I'll say, you're doing great. It's going to get better.
Oh.
And she'll be like, how did you know? Yeah, and then Spirit's like, see, I told you to say that. She's like, thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
So I learned really early, like I was like preteen when I learned to honor that. Mm. And so we want to honor our gifts that are our gifts.
Because now you're being used as a blessing for someone else that needed.
Completely. You know? And so for you, you get to do that not only for yourself, but for your beautiful family. Mm. Okay. So when you have a sense about something, you always get to honor that.
Honor that,
Some people will see. They'll see energies. Like when I was closing my eyes when we did the meditation before and I was closing my eyes, and I could still see, I could see your aura, your light around you.
Yeah.
So some people will see. Mm-hmm. Some people will have a. And so sometimes that can be scary to people. In fact, I'll want to share. Is it okay if we go down this road?
Yes, let's go. Yeah.
You sure?
Yes,
okay,
for sure.
Okay, because it's pretty out there.
It's not, okay. Yeah.
You sure?
Yes, yes.
Okay, good,
yeah,
good,
of course,
okay,
my audience
because
yeah,
it's spirituality.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, it's so some people, we all have our own gifts. Mm-hmm. And sometimes in a very pragmatic world and in a very third dimensional dense world, we are spiritual beings having a physical experience. Mm-hmm. So all these gifts have come with us, but they're not talked about, really. Mm-hmm. I'm thrilled that you let me talk about it here for people, but they're not really talked about. And so sometimes people will walk into a room, you sense, sometimes people will actually hear the energy of what's being thought of in somebody else's head. Mm-hmm. And it becomes so terrifying, they want to turn it off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because it's sometimes prejudice. It's sometimes, well, most, a lot of times negative, prejudice, harsh, unkind. And it gets too scary and people will then dull down their gift.
And why do you think it's so, oftentimes it's more negative?
Because people, let's just say the unconscious realm, the unconscious world, tends to look more at the judgmental aspects of things.
Yeah,
and it's like, why do people more often than not comment about something negatively than positively and critical? There's we're trained to be critical in this world. Even in school, we're trained to be critical.
Yeah.
And it's not that great. Now, obviously, if you're a neurosurgeon, you have to be critically accurate on what you're doing. So it's not like, or analytical. We don't want to throw those qualities out, but those have to be in service to the higher qualities of the depth of our wisdom, the depth of our gifts, the depth of our intuition.
Yeah.
Has to be in service to it. If we're all in a car, judgment and critical can't be driving.
Yeah.
They can be in the back seat. Yeah. And we might say, oh, How far are we to, like a GPS gets to be critical, right? Yeah, it gets to be critically accurate about where it's taking us. Mm-hmm. But it's not enjoying the vista or the ride or everything like that. Mm-hmm. We don't want to put it in charge of running our life. Mm. It's only there as an aspect that we can tune into. Mm. Let's say you guys are planning a vacation someplace. You're going to need your analytical skills, correct?
Yeah.
To analyze what flight do we all get on, what's the best one, what's the best hotels. What you're going to look at that and then judge the hotels. You're really going to judge which is the best for us and what works the best. Most people use judgment as a coping mechanism because mm-hmm. they grew up not feeling good enough.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, yeah.
So what do women do? They judge it. Look at her wearing that, look at her.
Yeah.
Not present company excluded, but there's a lot of that going on. Yes. It's why one of my YouTube videos was own all the beauty here that you are and celebrate the beauty over there. Yeah, it feels like it hits you over the hand with the
fine. It feels dense.
It feels dense. Yeah. It's no wonder the world looks the way it does.
Yes.
Because there's not a lot of energy clearing going on
in the world. I mean, you open up your phone, television, everything. The news, everything is just fear.
Bombard.
Fear.
It's one of the things, one of the first things I invite people to do is turn that off. It's designed to keep you, we're talking about the media.
Yes.
It's designed, not all media, there's some lovely positive, but in general, the news in general is designed to keep you in fear, to keep you scared, to keep you small, to keep you powerless. Mm-hmm. Because why? You are controllable that way.
Yeah.
Can be a sheeple.
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah.
But when you are in charge of what you're going to digest, what information you, and it's just, we're programmed. I mean, I never did it. Even when I was younger, I was like, this doesn't feel good. I never watched the news, ever. Yeah. Even when my family was watching, I was like, oh, this doesn't feel that good. They thought I was crazy. I'm like, I'm not. That doesn't feel good. I went into my room and I... or turn on some music and dance. And it's like, I'm not. And we're programmed and shamed into thinking as if that's the reality of what's going on in the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a slice of what's going on that people propagate and continue to bombard us with. But simultaneously, there are extraordinary things going on all around the world right now that aren't being broadcast.
That's so important to say, simultaneously.
And no one's really broadcasting.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I really love this about part of your journey also is that, I mean, your journey has taken so many different turns.
It has.
Well, one of the things that you also did, you interviewed people doing amazing things in the world, right? Because you wanted to create more content.
I did, because exactly for that reason.
Yeah.
Gosh, this is before I started, before YouTube even came out. I was doing it. I interviewed everybody, most of the people from The Secret. I was literally sitting in your chair and I loved it. But I'm going to tell you a little story about that. I thought that's where I was going to land. Like I literally thought I had gone through, I had had probably seven careers up until then.
Was this after being a doctor or?
I did, doctor was my first career.
Uh-huh.
And then I became a professional dancer and professional skater.
Yes.
Then I became a fitness model. Then I became, so it was my fifth or sixth career. I became a journalist.
Wow. Reinvention.
Completely, because it was like, why not? It's the and. It's the and factor.
Yes.
And more. Yeah. And I had watched What the Bleep Do We Know, which is a sleeper, but a really amazing documentary film. And then I watched The Secret, and I knew a lot of the people from there. So I was like, we need to share this information.
Mm-hmm.
So I literally thought I was about ready to turn 50, and I was like, this is what I'm going to do like for the rest of my life. That's I literally thought.
Wow.
After traveling up all these stairways, I thought, this is it. And it's funny because a very dear girlfriend of mine, she gave me a birthday gift for my 50th birthday. A friend of hers who was an intuitive gave me a reading, and she's like, oh, honey, you're a speaker. She said, you're a speaker and you need to share your message. And I was like, really? And I knew because an intuitive told me I was, right when I was turning 40, I was going to be a dancer.
Yeah.
So I knew enough to shut my mouth and just, not to fight it, to just go. But in my mind, it sounded like I literally was like, no, I want to interview speakers. Like I was set on that. I was going to be the next Oprah. I was set on that career. That was my thing.
Okay.
And I opened up. And that's why I want your audience to know. I became willing to be open. Yes. And she said, within 6 months, you're going to be on stage speaking. So instead of fighting it or saying, no, that's crazy, that's not possible, I said, mm-hmm. all right, Spirit, mm-hmm. you, I'm open, I'm willing. Mm-hmm. 6 months to the day, Dulce. Six months to the day, I was on stage speaking.
Wow.
To the day.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That is crazy.
Because I opened up to it. Yeah. And from there, this was born because I had no intention of writing a book. Uh-huh. Even though several intuitives told me I was going to write a book.
Yeah.
I said, you're crazy. I'm an extrovert.
Yeah.
I don't sit still long enough to do anything.
Yeah. To write a book. Yeah.
This took me the time of a pregnancy to do.
Wow. Oh,
it took me several years to wrap my brain around doing it.
Yeah.
But then it took me nine months to actually sit and do.
Wow. And what a gift it is that keeps on giving to all of us
now. I love that. Yeah. Thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
But we get to reinvent ourselves. Mm-hmm. It's as much as we want. And then from speaker, I went to being an author. Mm-hmm. And then from where I went to being a content creator. Mm-hmm. And now, and then people started saying, will you work with me? Literally, that's how I started working with people. They're like, oh my God, will you help me do help me do this?
Wow.
And I've been studying intuitive intelligence for several decades. Yeah. So I was like, and spirituality for my whole life. So I was like, I'll take this and I'll work with people.
Yeah,
and it turned into a whole thing.
And I feel like that is, I mean, that's such a beautiful life well lived. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because there's so many people that I know that suppress their calling, their gifts.
Let's talk about this. Oh, no, it's never too late.
Okay.
You can be 80.
Well, I'm saying too late when you're in your deathbed.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
It's too late once you're gone.
Yeah.
Yes, it's too late once you're gone. But you can be any age and restart. But it's too, once you're, because the thing you're going to remember most is the experiences of the greatest gift we have to give to the world is to be our most authentic self and share our gifts. Mm-hmm. It's the best thing we can do, right? Yeah. Look at how beautiful you're doing it here. Yeah. Beautifully you're doing
it here. Thank you. And you know, I want to say something about that because I feel like so many people also hold themselves back because they're waiting to be either perfect or certified or maybe they have a list.
Or they have something
that they feel like people are going to be judging.
They're waiting to be invited sometimes, and like as if someone's going to discover them and invite them.
Yeah.
Or they're waiting till it's there's no more fear.
Or they feel like they don't measure up to like what other speakers are how they speak or whatever. But I think the gift is in your imperfections.
Complete. It's in who you are.
Yeah, in who you are.
What you bring to it. Yeah. You bring it in a way that is uniquely you, and that makes it divinely perfect.
Yeah, you know, I was waiting for so long to even have you on my podcast and to do this project because I was like, I don't know how to interview people. I've never interviewed people. Dr. Elizabeth has interviewed so many people. And so this was a few years ago, you know, that this kind of talk was in my mind. But I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go for it. You know?
I'm so glad you did. And I'm going to tell you because I've interviewed a lot and I've been interviewed a lot. You're amazing at it.
Oh, really?
I want to really validate you.
You're amazing at it. Thank you.
And you know why?
Why?
Because you're really dialed in and you know the exact right thing to ask. You know, it's like a dance between us.
Mm-hmm.
The cadence, the flow, the beauty of it. You've done so much beautiful work on yourself. You've walked a journey already in your 36 years that qualifies you brilliantly to sit right there and do this. So I really want to validate
you. Thank you.
It's true. I really want to validate you for that. That's
I appreciate that a lot. Thank you.
Thank you. It's true.
Thank you so much.
It's true.
Well, talking about beauty and, well, we weren't really talking about beauty per se, but I feel like, you know, subtle beauty is a topic I wanted to discuss with you because I've seen a lot of your work before and I've seen you be interviewed before. Right. And something that a lot of people are so interested is in your physical appearance, your vitality, you know, like the way that you live your life. Mm-hmm. But when I see you, I see that all of that really does exude from deep within you. Because I feel like everybody wants to know what you eat and everything, right?
I love that you're saying this so much.
And I'm like, of course, it's a really big part of your light and your beauty. But I feel like there's something a lot more deeper that a lot of people don't realize as to why you shine so brightly.
This is such a genius question. Yeah. And it's so funny because every time someone asks, what do you eat? What do you eat? It's almost like they're looking for a magic pill, as if that alone. It's like I have Dr. Elizabeth's hierarchy of importance.
Yeah. Yeah.
And food is down here. It's important.
Yeah.
It's like in a relationship, an intimate relationship, chemistry, attraction, those things, you beautiful things you guys have together.
Yeah.
That's important, but that's at the bottom. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Then you have love and trust and intimacy and connection and shared interests and values and integrity and all of that going up.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like food is here.
Yeah.
People think you're going to It's so I love that you asked me this question.
Yeah, because I see people, they always want to know, what do you eat? You know, to look this good, to be so vibrant, to exude so much love and beauty. Like, what do you do? What's the secret?
The secret is the energy work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can feel it, can't you?
Yes,
when you meet me, when you see the moment
I met you. I mean, even through the internet, you feel
it. You can feel
your presence.
You
yeah.
can feel the energy, and it's clearing. It's the work that I love so much that I do, because I've done pretty much every healing modality on the planet. At 64, I've done so much. I don't want to say I've done it all because I don't know all that's out there, but I've pretty much done just about everything you can do. And this, the energy, clearing energy, sourcing energy. Because at the core of our being, in the center of our cells, we're energy. So doesn't it make sense?
Mm-hmm.
If you work on the energy, that's what shifts everything. Now, the food will source that.
Yeah.
And it will fuel that, of course. Yeah. It's important. But it's more important to do the energy.
Yes.
It's the most important thing you can do. Because if you think about it, if you had two identical twins, let's say two beautiful identical twin girls, let's say. And let's make it really strong. I'm not going to make them 50. We're going to make them 25.
Yeah.
So they're stunning and they still have, you know,
that
age going for them.
Yeah.
So let's make them 21.
Okay.
Two identical, beautiful, gorgeous twins, 21. One has taken the opportunity to cultivate her inner glow, her radiance. The other one, as beautiful externally as she has not. Those two twins will look different and feel different and be experienced differently. As beautiful as both of them are physically, you will gravitate toward the one with the inner radiance.
Yes.
It's why my course is called the Radiance Factor.
Yes.
Because it is the factor.
It's the radiance factor.
It's your inner vitality, your inner glow, your inner radiance, it's your energy. And when we work, and everybody's energy, we were talking about our birth signs.
Yeah.
And we're both fire girls, which we're like, that's but depending, like my mother is a Virgo. You asked what she's very grounded.
Mm-hmm.
When we were at a wedding one time and we're dancing, and I'm tearing up the dance
floor. Oh, yeah.
And she was over there going like this. This is how she danced.
Yeah.
And it was gorgeous and elegant and beautiful, but this was her expression. It had no less radiance than my spinning around in largeness.
I could totally see how that can be the case.
That?
I envision your mom with her radiance, even with her subtle movements.
With her subtle.
Just her presence. I feel like it's more her presence.
Her presence,
you know?
Her radiance.
Your radiance.
Her radiance.
Yeah,
her
definitely.
Radiance, her inner glow.
Yeah.
The JLF factor, too.
Yeah.
The joy, the love, and the fun.
Joy,
factor.
Love,
it all ties
fun.
In. And so when we begin to cultivate this, then that's the key, no matter what age you are, because you're not going to have what the 21 years person has. That's why it's funny. I always tease about this, but I say, you know, I'm 64 years young. Say that very intentionally. We'll get back to the radiance, but I want to really share this because I'm getting the download for this. I say 64 years young very intentionally because I have garnered more youthfulness than someone 24. I have 40 more years of youth practiced youthfulness than someone who's 24 years young.
I mean, I see that all the time in the comment section of your videos. People are, and myself included, when I first discovered you, and something that I see so often, people are always like, wow, I'm 24 and you have more vitality and vibrance and joy and laughter and fun than me. What is it? And that is one of the first things that drew me to you was like, what? I'm like, I want that fun. I want to be that joyful. Right? I want to enjoy life the way that you're enjoying, laughing and dancing around and just expressing yourself.
And not holding back that full authentic expression.
Yeah.
Permission. Okay. Permission to express. Permission is one of the keys I use for people.
It's so hard. It's challenging to fully express yourself. So how do we even really begin to not be fearful of what people are thinking? Because you dance in public. You are fully yourself in public and you don't dim your light.
I don't give a
how
poo-poo.
Do we get there? You know,
it reminds me of that movie. Remember, I'll have what she's having. Remember?
Yeah, exactly.
So thank you for asking these beautiful questions. This is so wonderful because I want people to have this. So thank you. This is beautiful. Okay, so doing the healing work. Because I have a little itch in my nose. This is huge for people to know. While they see me playing and doing all this, it isn't that I'm completely checked out. I call it woo-woo. There's nothing, because in the spirituality world, you tend to see a lot of woo-woo.
Yeah.
This is not woo-woo. This is not a spiritual bypass at all. Mm-hmm. It's not that. It's grounded. It's rooted in permission to express. So grounded here, rooted, and then owning all of who you are, clearing out what doesn't belong to you, and then sourcing energy, and then having the permission to express that. In a nutshell, that's
to bloom.
To really, and everybody in their own way, it's going to be their own expression in their own way, but that is so important to have that. So let's talk about how to, does that feel okay?
Yes, please. Yes, I was just going to ask.
Perfect.
How do we even do that?
So we're going to go step by step. So obviously, it's the work I do. And I invite people. I wish when I was a teenager and I was searching for all this information, I did have one of my teacher, Mrs. Knack, taught me some of Earl Nightingale stuff, which was amazing and wonderful.
Yeah.
If we have time, I'll tell you the story of how I got in her class because it's profound.
Wow. So okay,
After this. The first thing is the permission. Because when you give, it's like choice. When you give yourself permission to do it, now it's like, because fear will hold you back. Because really what it is, it's fear of what other people, when I work with my private clients, this comes up so much. But Dr. Elizabeth, I'm afraid of what they're going to say. I'm afraid of what they're going to, I'm afraid. And this goes back usually to growing up. We're shamed for, somehow we got shamed for our full expression somewhere. Can you see that? You can see that, can't you?
Yeah.
Somewhere, somehow, we got shamed for being ourselves.
For being ourselves.
So we put the kibosh on that.
Yeah.
We said, no more of that.
Yeah.
That was too scary. And remember, when we're younger, it's like we have to remember we're adults now. We have more power than we think we do. Growing up, in a way, you still can hone your own. I do work with work with people who are younger, but you can still hone your own independence, but it's harder because you're under someone else's roof. But now you're an adult, you can really give yourself that permission.
So
the first thing is, you can start every morning by taking a breath. You can give yourself permission to turn on one of these lovely guided meditations that are all over YouTube, or just do a peaceful meditation. That way, in the silence, you're guided to the next step. When I first started doing the work that I do with my private clients and also groups, people will reach out to me and literally they'll be like, I just saw an interview and I have to work with you. They're have the guidance. Just like how you saw me and you're like, oh my gosh, I want to interview you.
Yeah.
They, and so everybody has that guidance. It's giving yourself permission to listen mm-hmm. to that guidance mm-hmm. and not feeling like you're crazy for doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then beginning to cultivate a, how do I want to say this? Cultivate not giving a poo-poo. A rat's yeah. poo about what other people think. Now, I can say that, but I really it. Have to talk.
No. I'm saying I'm cultivating. I'm cultivating what you said.
Right.
Yeah, cultivating,
so, not caring. Okay. Yeah. So here's the thing. It stems from the ownership of our own being. Mm-hmm. It stems from awareness. As we really begin to own all that we are. You never could do this unless you had ownership, right?
Yeah.
This
yeah.
comes from an ownership yeah. of I'm taking ownership of
yes,
this.
Yes, yes,
right?
Yes.
Right? It's yes. huge yeah. and so
owning
important.
It. Yeah.
Owning it. And then this, when I had this realization, this okay. is so key.
Oh, that's powerful.
It's huge. Yeah. People, most people are unconscious. Also, most people are in pain.
Yeah.
Remember how you got pain? Knocked out by that energy?
Yes.
And not even
yes.
realizing, yeah. oh my God, I got knocked out by that
yeah.
energy.
Yeah.
People are walking around in a tremendous amount of pain and then trying to cope with that through their, some people are mean because they're in
yeah.
pain. Some people are drinking because they're in pain, over drinking. Some
mm-hmm.
people are overeating because they're in tremendous pain. Some people are doing drugs because they're in tremendous pain. But they've numbed themselves down so mm-hmm. much that they don't even realize that.
Mm-hmm.
Like if someone said, oh, you're in a lot of pain. I am not. I'm just having fun. I'm just
yeah.
partying. I'm
yes.
just.
Yeah.
So it's yeah. so when as you well, you or whoever's listening begins to be on their journey and they begin to take ownership of their own voice,
mm-hmm.
their own self, their own and taking giving themselves permission to express, one of the first things is realizing that person there that I'm so afraid is going to judge me is really just in so much pain and is so unconscious they're not really, even if they say something,
mm-hmm.
like some of the comments we sometimes get,
yeah. yes. yeah.
that's just somebody in pain.
Yeah, true.
It isn't mm-hmm. even, they're not even really personal, even though they feel deeply personal. That person's just in so much pain,
yeah.
that's their way of coping.
Yeah, I yeah.
And so when we can begin to say, okay, that's there. They're living and choosing to live in a very unconscious way. I'm choosing to live in a conscious way.
Mm-hmm.
Why in the world would I ever allow something so unconscious or someone so unconscious who's in a judging frequency keep me from expressing all that my divine expression
yeah,
is?
Yeah, yeah.
It
yeah.
just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
So all of a
wow.
sudden, like for me, no one could tell me anything. Like there's
yeah.
just at just where I am in my life, it's
mm-hmm.
like, no, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like I usually, people are so curious about my dating life. They're very curious. Like, do you date younger? I said, I date energy.
Yes.
I
yeah.
date energy. Now, people that are my age or close to my age usually don't have my energy and usually aren't. Like I literally I met this one guy who was really lovely. And he
yes.
was like, I was in my late 50s at the time. He was
yes.
in his early 50s. He, after one phone call, he was literally like, have a good life. And I was like, really? He said, I'm exhausted just from the conversation. He said, you have so
yeah.
much energy. He
yes.
said, I'm retired, which is now another
yes.
whole conversation.
Yes.
But I'm like, no, yes. I said, I'm starting on my 8th career. I said,
yes.
now I'm not on my, I'm 9th career. But I'm
yeah.
like, oh, so it wasn't
yeah.
a match.
Yes, yeah.
So
the
we want to match up energetically. So all that to say, people have a lot of judgments about even the men I dance with and certainly the men that I date, the
yeah.
ages of the men.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's on them.
Yeah.
Matching
yeah.
up energetically
yeah.
with someone who
mm-hmm.
I'm attracted to, who I have a resonance
mm-hmm.
with. And if I allowed that to influence me.
Just imagine. Oh my God, you're so right.
It would just.
Yeah.
So I don't let any of that.
Yeah.
I don't let any of that
yeah.
affect. It's like,
thank you.
No, I'm going to do this way. This
yeah.
is what I want to do.
I've never heard it put in that perspective before. So thank you so
of
much.
Course.
I know it's going to resonate with so many people
listening.
I've never heard it, but you're so right.
Right?
I mean, of course you're right, but I've never
heard it.
This is like an aha moment for me.
I was just, it looks like, when I look at you, I can see it's an aha moment.
Yeah.
It's huge, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
Because why would you let someone or something so unconscious stop you from the deliciousness of dulce candy, Ruiz's expression, and life.
The expression.
Your expression in all its beauty and all its magnificence.
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah. Right? I know, and I notice also that when I do step into more of my own true expression, I get more pushback, right?
Oh,
that's
for
something interesting that I've noticed happens. It's like,
oh, you can't imagine the pushback I get. You can't.
3 minutes? Okay.
You can't imagine the opinions about how I live my life because it's so counter to somebody who's 64 and living their life.
Yeah. You are definitely a unicorn.
It's definitely.
Yeah. And we need unicorns.
Which is why I love teaching the mastermind.
Yeah.
Unicorn mastermind. But it's, and we all are. Mm-hmm. So it's just, what is each person's expression?
Yeah.
Like what's their expression?
Yeah.
And they get to do that.
Yeah. You inspire me so much, you know, because I aspire to be like you throughout my life, inspiring women of all ages to be their full expression and
Completely.
To live, like to really live just limitless.
Thank you all so much for tuning into today's conversation with the incredible and amazing, my beloved friend, Dr. Elizabeth. And I am going to have all of her information linked down below so you guys can get a hold of her. You are going to be so incredibly inspired. I'm so happy she's also back on YouTube. And of course, if you would like to work with her one-on-one, you can contact her on her website. And I also want to send a big shout out to everybody who's been supporting the merch line. Also, there is a special discount code for all of my podcast listeners. All that info is going to be down below. If you have been enjoying the show, please rate the podcast 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. It's a really great way to show some love and support, and it's helping us grow. So thank you all so much for tuning in. Have a blessed and beautiful day, and I'll see you next Friday.